A 62-yard touchdown pass to tight end Danny Noble on a fourth down call in the opening drive of the game. The first touchdown at Everbank Field this season for the Jags. That wouldn't hold, though. The Cardinals scored 20 unanswered points later. 27-14 final. Cardinals over the Jags Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Busch Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Great start for the Jags, but they just couldn't finish it.
Well, and I was glad to see them kind of get the monkey off the back. What, it's been almost over a year, I guess, since the Jaguars had scored touchdowns at Everbank Field, so it was good to see that.
Well, let's get into this game at Everbank Field on Sunday. Cardinals-Jaguars, great start for the Jaguars offense, scoring on each of the first two drives. The Noble touchdown came on his first career reception on that fourth down play. Then Maurice Jones-Drew scored from a yard out, his 80th career touchdown. Touchdowns in back-to-back games for Mojo for the first time since November of 2011. But overall, the run game struggled again. Mojo had 23 yards on 14 carries. The Jags as a team ran for 32 yards in the game. On the other side, though, the Jags defense shut down the Arizona run game. Only 14 yards on the ground for the Cardinals. Second best day against the run in Jaguars history. But Carson Palmer, the story of the day for Arizona, a big day. 419 yards through the air, a couple of touchdowns, a rating of 119, and the Cardinals go on to the 27-14 win. After the game, Cecil Shorts III, Jaguars wide receiver, commented to the Times Union about his frustration over being involved in the offense on Sunday. Two catches, 22 yards, targeted five times. Today, Cecil spoke to the media in the locker room on a Monday and spoke further about his comments from after the game.
What I said yesterday is what I said. I'm not going to, you know what I mean, go into that even further. Like I said, I just want to help my team get better and improve. And like I said, I feel like I can do that by getting the ball. I'm not trying to start anything, nothing like that. I'm not that type of guy to rave, you know what I mean, pull like a Brandon Marshall or something. I'm not that person. I just want to help my team when I'm a competitor, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Well, Jeff, this kind of blew up after the game last night. What do you make of all these comments from Cecil?
What would you rather have? You know, a wide receiver that's happy not getting the ball and not making a difference in a game, or a wide receiver that wants the ball because he believes that he can change the game. Give me that any day of the week. I have no problem with Cecil's comments. But I think Gus Bradley was right in his press conference today. If it affects other players, then it's a problem. But it will not. Cecil's not that kind of guy.
This was really the first game since the suspension of Justin Blackmon where you were like, oh, we don't have Justin Blackmon on the field. This could be a problem today.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think it was very apparent. When you get down against a football team by a number of points to where it's a two-score game or something like that, and Mike Brown was out in that ball game, it's very apparent that the Jaguars need to find more offensive weapons. And right now, they don't have a lot of them. And Maurice Jones-Drew has not been a weapon for the offense as much as he has been in the past. And that might be an understatement.
Big part of this game yesterday, I know you said it on the radio broadcast, was the officiating in this game.
Did you hear the anger in my voice?
Oh, I did, yes. Triplett was not welcome in the Jags radio booth yesterday. But let's clarify some of this, because fans are talking about this today. Was it as bad as it first looked?
You know, I thought it was when I got home. I thought Jeff Triplett did a very poor job in that ball game. But then today you go back and you watch the coach's tape, and you know what? The two biggest plays that were the most controversial, they got it right. You know, they did get the timeout in. The official was coming off the sideline trying to stop the play. And then also with the muff punt by Patrick Peterson, hey, look, that's a scrum. And we're going to talk about that on Jaguars All Access tonight, because when a scrum happens, it's not a matter who falls on it first. It's a matter who comes out with it at the end, because it takes time for the officials to come in there and make a determination.
And it's tough to see. Well, you can't see it on a review either. It's
That's
tough
right.
to see underneath the scrum, no
That's
doubt.
Right.
Let's talk Jaguars defense now. Paul Posluszny, of course, was out of this game. Russell Allen moved to the middle. This Jaguars defense did very well against the run yesterday.
I think they did very well against the run. I think that Russell Allen did very well as a Mike linebacker against the run. But I give Bruce Arians some credit now. They targeted the linebackers in the passing game going to the tight ends. The tight ends had over 100 yards receiving in that game. And now Paul Posluszny has been cleared today. That's what Gus Bradley said in his press conference. So that's good going forward. But overall, the last 2 weeks for the defense to make that big of an improvement in stopping the run, hopefully the offense can make that type of improvement as far as running the ball.
Sure. Special teams were big in this game, too. Brian Anger had a great day. Todman had a nice day returning kickoffs again for the second straight week. Field position.
Well, don't you love Todman, though? I mean, when he gets the ball, he hits the lane with great speed. And I think all returners have to have absolutely no fear, because otherwise they're not going to hit it with speed. Todman has it. 36 yards of return, gave him great field position all day. And the punter, Brian Anger. Wasn't he a third-round pick last year or something like that?
I heard about that.
Kind of controversial and all that?
Maybe.
Give him credit. I mean, he had a great day, like a 45-yard average, and five of his punts were down at the 10-yard line or in. He was a factor in the game.
It's time to hear from your best buddy, senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher.
Your buddy.
He says that despite the outcome on Sunday, this team is still headed in the right direction.
I'm John Osher with A View from the Ozone. And while the Jaguars didn't win Sunday, they also didn't take a step back. Not in the big picture, anyway. In fact, in several areas, this may have been a step forward. The Jaguars did lose to Arizona and didn't play as well as Gus Bradley hoped after talking all week about wanting a good showing in front of the Everbank crowd. They also missed a chance to build momentum on a victory the week before. But remember, the big picture goal for Bradley this season is improvement. And no doubt, this was the best home performance of the season, particularly against the run and with the heart they showed defensively. There was even some improvement offensively. The Jaguars lost their first three bank outings, 85-11, and entered Sunday without a touchdown in Jacksonville all season. They not only scored touchdowns on their first two drives, they were right with a contending team in the second half. They also got hurt by two iffy calls in the third quarter and really didn't let the game get away. In the end, the Jaguars didn't make plays in the last three quarters offensively. That could be a problem the rest of the year. No Justin Blackmon and a struggling running game means a lot of steep hills to climb. That probably can't be controlled this season. What can be controlled is reinforcing what the Jaguars want to be under Bradley. Tough, resilient, competing to the end. On that front, Sunday certainly wasn't a step back. In the long term, it may have been a step in the other direction.
Jaguars all access tonight. Jeff, who you got?
You got Russell Allen. And I'm going to take him to the smart board because, you know, we talked about the controversial plays. You know, and I said that I felt better about it after seeing the coach's film. We're going to show everybody at home exactly what I saw on the coach's tape.
Sounds good.
Make them all feel better at home.
CBS 47.
Tonight,
7.
TVs.
TVs, Brent Martineau.
Brent Martineau.
And TV and Internet's Jeff Lagerman as well. We'll look forward to that.
I got the dual label. I like it.
Yeah. It's for Jeff Lagerman. I'm Jason Shadrick. That's Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.